What time does she does remind me of the Tasmanian devil. She's got a lot of things on her mind. She's very excited about all of them. None of them really take a back seat to the other.
This is an animated GIF instead of...
You wouldn't guess Nancy Herron's broad reach and innovation from her job title.
What exactly do I do? That's a good question. I've been wondering that myself.
From the internet to the classroom, Nancy has been making an impact, and little intimidates her. Case in point, an electronic field trip connecting thousands of school kids with state parks, all on the desktop.
Nobody else in their right mind would have tackled these internet field trips because the technology was brand new.
It was 10 minutes before we were actually going live, and nothing was coming over the internet. It was just a dead box.
There's a fine line between innovation and foolishness. So I had my contingencies. That's the responsible part.
For some reason, I was very calm. I had a lot of trust in her. I knew she'd get it done. I thought nothing was going to stop this woman now.
Nancy credits everybody from field staff to her headquarters team.
The amount of creativity and the ideas that people have overwhelm me. They're willing to work 150% when we have to. They're willing to drop everything and say, okay, whoops, that didn't work. Let's regroup and try it another way. They're fabulous.
Well, she's done so well at putting together alliances and at using internet technology to bring information to teachers and to students and to all of our customers.
She's always been great to come up with good ideas, and she's very organized and creative, and she just knows her stuff.
It's just nice for a teacher to have someone that you know is there that will do anything that they can for you.
From community-based learning programs to the Exploring Texas project, which allows school kids to put their research up on the internet, Nancy has been, as she puts it,
figuring out a way to reach lots of people with that, engaging them in something that's close to home, something that they can do again and again with very little assistance from us, and something that they're going to care about over the long term.
One child wrote about the Exploring Texas web project.
Many people may not think that kids in middle school and elementary school have the power to insert an important piece of information and change the world just a tiny bit. To some people, it may not be much, but to us and the little kids, it's the world.